Dr. Sivik, Deputy Office Note on Patient Johannes Negasa, Yohannes Negasa, Negasa, date of birth is 9/27/1944, date of service is 4/3/2025. Per paragraph, the patient is a 80-year-old gentleman, 80-year-old gentleman with past medical history significant for one hypertension over the last 30 years, next hyperlipidemia for 10 years, next benign prostatic hypertrophy, next obesity, next vitamin D deficiency, next gout. Pure paragraph, past surgical history includes rectal surgery for polyps, next abdominal laparoscopic surgery for appendicitis, but appendectomy was not done, next left knee, total knee replacement surgery. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Social history, patient is married with two adult children. He quit smoking in 1997. He does drink alcohol rarely, no drug use. He's a retired delivery service worker. Family history, father with colon cancer, mother with pulmonary fibrosis, brother with diabetes type 2, CVA, and hypertension. Prepagger. Our view system reveals no headache. Vision is good with glasses, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, occasional heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, occasional constipation. He does have nocturia 5 to 6 times at night with weak urinary stream, intermittent stream, and incomplete bladder emptying. Per paragraph. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Per paragraph. Immunization patient received 4 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Per paragraph. Current medications include Eliquis, I'm sorry, correction. Current medications include carvedilol, chlorthalidone, simvastatin, tadalafil, tamsulosin, and valsartan. Per paragraph. On physical exam, his vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the active light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical inferior empathy, no carotid breathe bilaterally, no jugular venous extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal edema noted, paragraph neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated under them, normal aspirants too, no members heard, no friction, her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or visions heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremity, he has stress edema at the left lower extremity. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. From February 2025, sodium 142, potassium 4.4, chloride 107, total CO2 24, BUN 25, creatine 1.57, CMG FR 44, calcium 8.6, albumin 3.3, normal liver enzyme uric acid 9.1 from March of 2025, vitamin D level is 15, hemoglobin 12.4, MCV 91.7. Pure paragraph. Urinalysis shows no protein. Okay, assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension, use of diuretics, gout, obesity, obstruction from BPH. We are going to do full renal workup, including serologic workup, imaging studies, quantification of proteinuria, if any. Next diagnosis, hypertension, control on current regimen to continue for now. Next, hyperuricemia / gout, we're going to start allopurinol, 200 milligram daily. Next, vitamin D deficiency, will be started on vitamin D3 supplementation with K2, period. Next, BPH patient is following with urology at histomethodist, and he's going to have cystoscopy soon, possible TURP. Continue tadalafil and Flomax for now. Period. Paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup, earlier if need be, and the report. Thanks.